going to start off just by saying a big thank you to Big Fatty, because I know he'll be listening. He had me on his opening last Wednesday, but it was Ash Wednesday, and I forgot to tell him thank you in the Twitters. So thank you, Big Fatty. You know I always enjoy being on your opening, unlike other people. I just happen to think it's fun.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know I always enjoy being on your opening, unlike other people.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3296 of the BFO for Thursday the 24th of September 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to catch up on some more voice letters and tell you about my day, which included... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we can hear it. Hello, Soilers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Soilers today because, y'all, I almost soiled myself. I didn't, but I almost did. And I tell you, I'll tell you all about it when we get around to talking about my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all, our census today is from the Faye Driver. Y'all, he lives in Mexico in the present. He's a listener, and he's been listening since episode one and to the LFC also. His favorite segment is the happy music and the daily update. What would he change? He says there are no recommendations. It's just perfect. Me, Fanny. He has called the voice letter number. He has been to a Pride 48 event, and he has not, believe it or not, has not used a special checkup. As far as sharting himself, he says sometimes when you're cleaning yourself out in preparation for receivership, you may not have evacuated every last drop, and sometimes a little might squeak out when you least expect it. Just a little, though, not a flood. Big Fatty, well, that's all we need is a flood of chocolate pudding. Your spastic colon, it's nice to have this calm, happy. I don't have a spastic. Oh, okay. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had sat down and started eating a little bit of supper. Y'all, it was just right before 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Big Fatty, you get eaten late. y'all, by the way, Miss Bacon said that you can tell when I know what the title of the little show's gonna be. Evidently I get distracted. Big Fatty, that's cause you can't do two things at one time. Then the doorbell rang, and I went, well, who the hell is this? And y'all, I went, and it was young Nicholas, and he stopped by for a visit to check on the elderly. You know, with the cool weather, you're having to check on the elderly more often. And so I just put, you know, I was having Brussels sprouts, and I thought, oh, well, you know, that's not probably not the best thing to eat when you have guests over. Because, y'all, before he left, the tooting had already resumed. And So we chatted for a little bit, and we sat out on the veranda of the villa, and y'all, my next door neighbor, they have a little garden, and y'all, I was over there, I don't know, a week or so ago, and y'all, they had four pieces of okra. They were growing the okra, and okra, and y'all, she brought them to me because I had made a statement, oh, I love okra. And so she brought them to me, and I thought that was awfully kind. After young Nicholas left, I settled in and watched the dancing. Y'all, the dancing was on Tuesday night. They were preempted on Monday night. I don't know why, but they were. And watched the dancing, and y'all. Some of these people are pretty good, and some of these people are just horrible, just horrible. And one of the horrible ones went home. It was a former basketball player. I don't remember what his name is, but y'all, he said he had size 18 shoes. Fanny, bet that's not all that size 18. Anyway, y'all, after that, what did I watch? Oh, I watched Love Island, because, you know, it was running simultaneously with the dancing, so I watched that, and y'all, then I headed on to bed, and had the windows open and everything, and y'all, that damn Whitman Tinker, y'all, he did sneak in through the open window, and, so y'all, I tossed and turned for a little bit, and I finally just got up, and what did I do then? Big Fatty, we don't know. Oh, I watched that Stephen Colbert, and then I headed back to bed, and I went to sleep, so it wasn't too bad. Went to sleep, slept very well. Yes, Big Fatty. Got up on Wednesday morning, woke up about 9 a.m. in the morning, and I was, I just decided I was going to get out and do my first nipple walk of the day early. And y'all, I went out and I just did my regular route. I didn't go up to the big circle or anything. And, I got about 6,000 steps, I think. And came back and had my coffee and read the paper. And, I took a little Miralax because, y'all, I've just been feeling a little full of shit. Yeah, that's it. I've been feeling full of shit. And so I took a little Miralax and had my call free and all. And, y'all, right before I hopped in the shower, it felt like the Miralax was working. And, y'all, it was a little quicker than I expected. But, y'all, it was very satisfying. And then I got my shower and got dressed. And, y'all, I was off. I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I had the Brofkas quesadilla. And, y'all, it was quite good, quite good. And, y'all, then I, after that, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty! Hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Betty, we hear it. And as I do on Wednesdays, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had the good bag solids on sale, so I picked up three bags of the vegetable lover solid and one of the chopped Caesar solid. Y'all, I'm kind of tired of the chopped Caesar because I've been getting it so much. Y'all, I got some little bitty tiny, they're about the size of a quarter, little bitty potatoes. And y'all, I'm going to make some soup because, you know, old people like soup. And so I'm going to put those in there. Y'all, they had the Land of Lakes butter spreads. You know, I had tried that a while back. And y'all, I really liked the one with the olive oil and sea salt mixed in with the butter. Y'all, I got, let's see. Y'all, I decided it's been a while since I've had the the Von Z's fried chicken bazoon. So I got the two bazoon package of that. Y'all, they had the Sara Lee cheesecakes on sale. Buy one, get one free. So y'all, I picked one up. You know, we had talked about that for Friday at Patty's last week. And you know, if it's if there's a coupon involved, I'm going to take advantage of it. Y'all, I picked up some pumpernickel croutons. Y'all, have you ever had something called cotton candy grapes? Y'all, I've never had them, but y'all, they were on sale, so I bought a pound of those. Y'all, they had the Von's East big bags of the pizza rolls on sale, so I got another one of those. Those were real popular at Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, for my soup, I got the gumbo vegetable mix. Y'all, I'm going to put that okra in that my neighbor brought me, and the gumbo mix has onions and celery and red bell pepper and okra in it. Yes, Fatty. They had the good Oscar Mayer Bafrin on sale. Y'all, bacon is $8.40 a pound. I just can't believe it. Y'all, I can remember as a child when it was 10 cents a pound. And y'all, then I got a container of beef broth because I'm going to make a beef vegetable soup with that roast I made the other night. So, y'all, it was buy one, get one free. Y'all, I spent $51.61, but y'all, I saved $28.27, plus I used my $10 gift card they gave me for getting my flu shot. And y'all, then on my way home, y'all, my digestive tract started convulsing, and y'all, I said, I think the Miralax is kicking in again. And so, y'all, I got home, and I came in, and I put away the groceries. And y'all, as I was putting away the groceries, I said, oh, I can't wait any longer. And y'all, it was just yes, Big Patty, y'all, we was off to the races. And mercifully, I was able to cross the finish line before there was any kind of accident, or soiling. Anyway, y'all, after that, I laid down for restful reasons, and y'all, the doorbell rang, and I went, oh, who is this? And y'all, I got up, and it was young Nicholas, y'all. He had been put in, they have something called the bullpen or the hole or something like that, Big Fatty, and I don't know, but anyway, he was in the hole, and he didn't have to work today, so he came over, and y'all, I said, I'm laying down for just to rest a little bit, and y'all, I was laying there, and I may have drifted off to sleep just a little bit. And y'all, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I open my eyes, and young Nicholas is about a third of an inch away from my face, and it scared the living Big Fatty. Did you soil yourself then? No, I'm 0-for-3 on soiling myself today. But anyway, and so y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. It has been more than a month of Sundays since I've had a really good CVS receipt. So I actually went the other day and the boy genius was complaining because I was in there for too long. Well, you know what? You shouldn't have let me go in by myself. But let's see. I'm sitting in the dark, but I got two bottles of CVS brand biotin, 10,000 micrograms, because got to try and keep hair in my head. I got two bottles of CVS 500 milligram magnesium pills. Let's see. I got two because I need more. Two things of this new Maybelline false lash mascara that this lovely woman with pink and teal hair on TikTok showed me. And then Boy Genius got two big bottles of the Old Spice body wash. Ooh, I can talk. And then there was a large tub of the moisturizing cream that I use, and a birthday card for a very dear friend of mine who actually for the first time mailed hers out to me before I mailed hers. So I feel like a shitty friend. But with all of these items, let's see, including tax, I paid $32.14, which means I saved $62.47 for a total of 67% savings. Because let's see, we had $5 off vitamins, $3 off next purchase of 12 or more, $3 off two Old Spice body washes, and let's see, 1, 11, 15, no, that's 16. Yeah, $19 in extra care bucks, and then a 40% off one item, and then another 20% off of one item. So, yeah. All right. Hope you all. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Anna. And Princess Anna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and it has been more than a month of Sundays. Big Fatty, she's making up for it. Y'all, I think I've got 6 or 7 calls in the queue from Princess Hanna since that one came in on the 6th of September. And Princess Hanna, I'm thinking since the boy genius is 18, maybe we should come up with another moniker for him instead of boy genius.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hanna.
And it's the boy genius.
And we just listened to today's little show. I am still a month behind in episodes, but we wanted to tell you a couple of small corrections. One is
that I'm 18.
Another is he's still not driving, and he still gets incredibly embarrassed by you announcing his birthday, but he appreciates it.
I'm not embarrassed, but thank you so much for it, and I'm gonna be having a big old cake.
Yeah, that's a euphemism, and yeah. Okay, I will call you later. Love you. Bye.
Oh, Jesus. Bye.
Dear heck, I see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hanna and the boy genius. Big Fatty, you're not going to call him that. Let's just call it now. Why don't we call him the legal genius? Yes, Big Fatty, and thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. I think it's the first time. Oh, dear Gussie, I think that's the first time we've heard from the legal genius. So, anyway, that was quite a treat, and I hope it was a lovely cake, or euphemism cake, or whatever. y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. And y'all, I don't know if you've heard that Daniel Bieber's trying to get Archer to bring his gangbangs back. Big Freddy, that'd be lovely. But Archer, I know you love the gangbangs, but really, is there anything else you love even more than that?
You know I always enjoy being on your opening, unlike other people.
Oh, Big Fatty Archer is an opening lover, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.